Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified three companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Patriot Coal, Springleaf Finance, and Next Wave Wireless. Patriot Coal Corporation, a coal producer with $3.66 billion in assets and $3.12 billion in liabilities, said it has engaged the Blackstone Group to work with Davis, Polk & Wardwell LLP on refinancing its credit facilities. Standard & Poor's in May lowered its corporate rating on St. Louis, Missouri-based Patriot Coal to CCC and kept the ratings on watch negative. S&P said the Patriots' proposed refinancing of its existing convertible notes and additional liquidity to support operations is highly uncertain based on current market conditions. Moody's also said that it is reviewing the CAA1 rating on Patriot Coal under review for downgrade as a result of the delay in finalizing Patriot's new $625 million credit facility and the potential implications on the company's liquidity position. Deadwire on May 21st reported that Patriot was fielding pitches from restructuring advisors in the event the company can't satisfy its near-term financing needs. Patriot earlier in May said it entered into a commitment letter for a new revolving credit facility and new term loan facility for $625 million from three lenders, Citigroup Inc., Barclays PLC, and Natixis. Patriot Coal Corp. is continuing to work with these lenders to strengthen its finances, including the replacement of its current credit facilities well before certain of its debt obligations become due in March 2013, the company said. Springleaf Finance Corp., the subprime lender owned by Fortress Investment Group, reported a net loss of $47.96 million in the first quarter, following a net loss of $225 million in 2011. If current market conditions, as well as our financial performance, do not improve or further deteriorate, we may not be able to generate sufficient cash to service our debt, the Evansville, Indiana-based company said in a regulatory filing last month. Springleaf, which had $15.6 billion in assets and $14.2 billion in liabilities as of March 31st, reportedly hired restructuring lawyers as it struggles to raise new funds and grapples with billions in debt coming due later this year. Fortress Investment Group's consumer lending unit, Springleaf Financial Services, had hired law firm Dewey & LaBeouf to restructure its business, a person close to the matter told Reuters. Springleaf, previously owned by bailed-out insurer American International Group, provides loans, retail financing, and other credit-related products to customers. It is partly owned by the U.S. government. Next Wave Wireless Inc., which exited bankruptcy reorganization in 2005, reported a net loss of $28.5 million, following a net loss of $264 million in 2011. In March, Next Wave submitted financial statements for 2011, in which the auditors said the company doesn't have the ability to repay maturing debt. As of March 31, 2012, the aggregate principal amount of its secured indebtedness was $1.06 billion, including $142.8 million in senior notes and $200.5 million in second lien notes and $718.5 million in third lien notes. Quote, "Our current cash reserves are not sufficient to meet our payment obligations under our secured notes at the current maturity dates. Additionally, we may not be able to consummate sales of our wireless spectrum assets, yielding sufficient proceeds to retire this indebtedness at the current scheduled maturity dates. If we are unable to further extend the maturity of our secured notes, or identify and successfully implement alternative financing to repay our secured notes, the holders of our notes could proceed against the assets pledged to collateralize these obligations. These conditions raise substantial doubt about our ability to continue as a going concern. Insufficient capital to repay our debt at maturity would significantly restrict our ability to operate and could cause us to seek relief through a filing in the United States Bankruptcy Court," the company said in a regulatory filing last month. As of March 31, 2012, the company has assets of $457 million and debts of $1.16 billion. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the Troubled Company Reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 2 of the report. The report continues in Part 3.